fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, you're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year, they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
It's kind of like training wheels or a tricycle, only it's our own president, Donald Trump, helping us with the show with a breaking tweet every single time. What's he saying?
Breaking tweet. We got something coming out of DJT's tweet. He says, with a little more time, we can easily open the Strait of Hormuz and take the oil and make a fortune. It would be a gusher for the world. President DJT.
This is Biden stuff. It'll be a gusher for the world. And see, here's the thing. He's coming up with this stuff. He's put it out there. How many times are you going to say the war is over? How many times are you going to say we can easily do this? We're clearly not able to get it done in this fashion he talks about.
Right. No, you're 100% right. And here's the thing. Take the oil. Taking the oil is something that can't just happen without an immediate conflict,
right?
Like the acceleration of that.
Well, we say it can be done, so therefore it's going to be done. And I'm going to read the second one. I think this just came out around midnight. 12:26 a.m. April 3rd, 2026. Our military, the greatest and most powerful by far anywhere in the world, hasn't even started destroying what's left in Iran. Bridges next, then electric power plants. New regime leadership knows what has to be done and has to be done fast. President Donald J. Trump, and this is him talking about attacking the civilian infrastructure. Have you seen Hegseth and him talk about taking them back to the Stone Age where they belong?
I have, but here's the thing. It's not like Iran is not going to attack back in equal capacity.
Sure.
It's just going to destabilize the whole region, as we know. Like, these types of this type of rhetoric is dangerous, because you know what happens if Iran gets attacked and they get their civilian infrastructure taken out? Next thing they're going to do is they're going to look at the Gulf countries. They're going to be like, ooh. You know what? Those salinization plants look real tasty. Let's go take those
right.
out.
Right, and it's just the insanity of, like, for example, like Trump has said, oh, we're gonna hit their desalinization. We're gonna hit it hard. They get 3% of their water from that. Israel gets over 50%. Most of the Gulf countries are around the same. They get their majority or close
majority
to their water from desalinization. Why would you do this?
And I'm not for creating these humanitarian crises just to make a point or make
right.
a stance.
Right.
I mean, there is real people that are involved at the ground level. And here's the thing. We're in America where we could never fathom something like this happening here. You know,
right.
you're never going to think about a bomb flying over your head or potentially your water being shut off. It's just a completely different set of circumstances. And so that's why when I look at all these decisions and I see the people and Hegseth saying all these things, I'm like, dude, you go out there then.
Well, that's the problem with America's view on just like war and combat in general, because we haven't had a mainland invasion of the U.S. We haven't had a domestic war since the Civil War. Literally, we kind of just sit over here, and it's like Otto von Bismarck said, we have weak neighbors to our north and south and fish to our east and west. We sit over here kind of in like the apex of our power, and we look at all these other nations around the world that are just right next to each other. I mean, if you look at Iran, you got the Caucasus right there. You got West Asia right there. You got Europe right there. You got Africa right there. Literally everything. It's called the Middle East because it's the middle of the world. When the British look down at the map, they're like, oh, this is the Middle East. This is the middle of the entire planet. And we're sitting over here isolated for the past 250 years, just completely divorced from the concept of having to deal with these border disputes, these wars. And then we tell these people who fought a brutal war against Saddam Hussein, lost hundreds of thousands of people, oh, we're just going to crush you. When in fact, like, they even hurting us a little bit, which they have the ability to do, we're like, ow, stop, no.
NATO, help.
Exactly.
NATO, we need you.
NATO, come open the strait. Liberate it all. Liberate the oil.
It's just, we know we started this war, but we need your help.
We didn't start the fire. Yeah, exactly. But here's what's going on this morning. This is unconfirmed, but this is massive. This is blowing up everywhere. Mario Newfall, who I consider to be a pretty reliable source, he's saying it's unconfirmed, but he is reporting on it. A U.S. C-130 is reportedly, this is speculation, flying low over Iran, dropping flares in a apparent search and rescue operation. Apparently, this is to avoid enemy heat-seeking missiles. This is happening during a large search and rescue op. Speculation, this is a claim, not confirmed yet, after Iran reportedly shot down a F-15E fighter jet. We see it's on the front page of Drudge now. So this is your breaking news in the morning, American Journal. You're hearing about this. We expect this probably to be confirmed later today, if not later this week. Now, I'm sure the U.S. doesn't want this to get out. What do you think they're going to be willing to do to cover this up if it happened?
I mean, you can't cover it up now. I mean, this is the beautiful part about information today.
Right.
You know, you're getting it as it happens, right?
Real-time info.
You go back to the Vietnam era, they could hide a lot of the mistakes that were to happen back then. But now that you've got people with cameras, you've got people, look at that. I mean, you can't even avoid seeing that. That's a massive plane. So everyone knows when something's going that low. It means you're trying to avoid
radar. And they're deep inside Iranian territory as well doing this. That's what we believe the video clip is of. Again, this is all unconfirmed, but this is what's happening. And this is the thing. We had a little discussion with someone last night. We won't get into it too much. But basically, they made apparent statements about the conflict. And now they say, like, everything they say is not to be taken seriously. It's all a joke. But ultimately, this is not a laughing matter.
No.
It's not a laughing matter.
This is what I tried to tell them. I said, look, First Amendment, right? Right.
Sure.
You can say whatever you want. You can make jokes about whatever you want, but you do not have the right to, you know, control what the reaction comes from.
Well, the thing is like you can go, oh, it's a joke, ha ha ha. Even if it is a joke, you're signaling support for what's going on right now. How do you think that pilot that just got shot down feels about that? That's a big ha ha joke, you see. And I think that's how Trump and Hegseth view it too. You know, like lives are just scraps to be tossed off the plate. It's just, you know, we got plenty of food. We got plenty of soldiers in the refrigerator. Hey, we got these here. It's a little inconvenient, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a lack of empathy.
Sure.
That's the problem. There's a lack of empathy at the highest levels because there's so much distance between them and the decision that they're making. It goes from the president down to the secretary of defense, and then it goes down to a colonel, like all the way down. And you're not watching the footage of, like, the guy that you just sent to the front lines to get killed.
That's right. That's right. And Thucydides, I mean, the ancient Greeks talked about this, like, why do men of power send men off to die at war? Because they can't.
Because they can't.
It's just because they can't. It's almost an unemotional decision. It's just choosing to use someone for a purpose.
And you know what's interesting now? It used to be a lot easier for there to be a clear winner and loser in these conflicts. Like, you go to
war.
I think World War II was like the last time you had a traditional war where you could clearly tell, okay, this guy won, this guy lost. But then also the narratives that are created after the victor wins, right? That can't happen again, right? Because Churchill, we know about Winston Churchill, he was responsible for millions of deaths.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, but victors write the history books, and this is what we see, and this is what we talk about just on the Gray Area American Journal as well, is there really aren't any heroes around.
Yeah.
And when someone's trying to tell you the story or sell you the narrative, oh, it's the hero against the evil villain, usually that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally point that out empirically to prove it, but I want to go to this because it ties into what we're talking about here. For first time ever, Army Chief of Chaplain's Fire, that's like the head priest preacher guy, right, in the military, by Hegseth. And this is from BaptistNews.com. It was hard to find this reported anywhere. There's plenty of people talking about, oh, they fired the general. They fired the general. And yes, that is a big deal. The general probably didn't want ground invasions. Probably why they let him go. But they're firing the spiritual guy. Pete Hegseth made national headlines April 2nd for firing General Randy George, the Army's chief of staff. But on the same day, Hegseth removed Army Major General William Green, who had served in the post since 2023. Traditionally, a person serves as Army chief of chaplains for a four-year term. No reason was given publicly for the dismissal. Green's unusual dismissal came among a shakeup of top Army brass directed by Hegseth, who, of course, is an avowed Christian nationalist, really Christian Zionist nationalist, who believes America's war in Iran is sanctioned by God. And this is just publicly stated.
Well, what it is, Rex, is it's clearing house Let's get the yes men in there.
Yes.
Let's pile this up with yes men. Let's get the guy
it's
in here.
It's high five time. They just run around in a circle just high-fiving each other.
Here you go, Mr. President.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll do this for you. Give me that raise. Give me that promotion. And so the people who want to speak out against the conflicts themselves, because a lot of these generals have lived through many of these conflicts and they know what works and doesn't work. So the moment that you get out of line, and this is speculation because we don't know.
Sure.
We really don't know the real conversation that happened behind closed doors.
Sure. Well, look at this. I think we kind of do know some of it. I want to read this to you. This is, I think we've covered it before on the show. This is from The Guardian. U.S. troops were told war on Iran was all a part of God's divine plan. U.S. military commanders have been invoking extremist Christian rhetoric, Zionist rhetoric about biblical end times to justify involvement in Iran war to troops. The MRFF, which is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, says it has received more than 200 complaints from service members across all branches of the armed forces, including the Marines, the Air Force, and Space Force. One complainant, identified as an NCO in a unit that could be deployed at any moment against Iran, told the organization in a complaint that the commander had urged us to tell our troops this was all a part of God's divine plan and had specifically referenced, and I got a little bit more, numerous citations out of the book of Revelations referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. And this is the quote that gets my ire up. This is the thing that makes me go crazy. This is absolutely unacceptable. And in the Bible, it literally says anyone who says they know when I come back, don't listen to them, like they're evil. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go and get into it right here. He said, and this is the guy instructing this guy to give his troops religious advice, not religious advice, religious cult advice. He said that President Trump has been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to earth. That complaint was filed on behalf of 15 troops, 11 Christians, one Muslim, one Jew. Universally, people recognize this as
unbelievable. Unbelievable. Didn't the Bible talk about wolves in sheep's clothing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I've talked about this and I want to reiterate.
Sure.
The people who are using religion to push their narrative are the worst kind of people.
Sure.
And the reason is, and I've said this before as well, Christianity, whatever religion you practice, religion is one of those things where it can be either be the best thing in the world or it can be used in a negative way.
Well, they use it ultimately to say, because we're on this divine mission, we get to dehumanize you. And that's the problem.
But the thing is when you tie it to a religion or a spiritual aspect, you know, you're giving it this divine, you know, will to happen. And then you're trying to tap into that spirituality of that person when it doesn't connect. It's like trying to put a circle inside of a square when these people know deep down. Jesus wouldn't be doing this.
Absolutely.
Jesus wouldn't tell me to go out there and kill a bunch of people who didn't deserve to die.
Yes.
Jesus didn't say double tap the school of 180 girls.
That's right.
Right?
That's
I mean, I know
true.
The Old Testament was a little violent, but that's the reason why they came out with the New Testament, because they realized, hey, violence doesn't work anymore.
That's true. And it's also a situation where you got people in the Old Testament 2,000 years ago doing human sacrifice. And they're like, yeah, kill the people killing their children. That's a little bit more reasonable than saying, hey, Jesus is going to come back, so we got to blow up a school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you can say that's hyperbole. You can say that's crazy. That's literally their statement. They say the war is to light the signal fire to anoint Trump to bring back Jesus.
People are waking up. You can't propagandize us anymore.
No.
The fact that I'm proud of those soldiers doing those reports and pushing out, because they're watching everything in real time. They have access to their phones.
Sure.
They're on social media. They know what's happening just like the rest of us. And they know this war is not something that anybody wants.
Sure. Well, this is like Scientology. This is like Heaven's Gate. This is like any one of these cults, right, where they think they're going to drink the Kool-Aid and the aliens are going to come beam them up.
Because
it's built off of a worship of insanity and death at the end of the day. This will not produce a positive result from the world. Even if you said, all right, the U.S. empire is going to fight a brutal one-year war against Iran, which they will win, and they take over the country and greater Israel, whatever. For decades and decades and decades, the Iranian people that need to be liberated will suffer under the destroyed infrastructure, no water, no electricity, no roads. They're blowing up bridges every day.
Yep.
Is life materially better for those people because he says, oh, in America, we're going to make so much money off the war? We hear this a lot. It's not – see, it's both about God and it's about money at the same time. How does that work in your mind?
It doesn't. Those two things cannot be mutually in the same room.
Yes, not mutually exclusive.
They can't be mutually exclusive. And when you have the greed, the money, all of those different things, I mean, the Bible talks about these things.
Sure.
It talks about being weary of money. False prophets.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing a lot of false prophets. We've seen that his spiritual leader, that lady who was just
White.
Like, the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, she does.
The blood of Jesus.
She does like the Chidori from Naruto and like attacks and sends the evil spirits out.
And she's like,
yeah,
we need to bless him. Bless him.
It's worse than
also
that.
For $10.99, you can support this war. Go ahead and donate behind this paywall.
Oh, dude, it's not even $10.99. Here, let me do my best impression. For $1,000 seed, if you plant a $1,000 seed today, you will get the blessing. Let me tell you.
Amen.
Those people are the most evil people on the planet. She goes around to poor old people and is like, give me the last dimes. Give me the last dimes of your pension. Let me have what you have. I will do a miracle for you. And they're saying the same thing about this war.
So beautiful, because I'm thinking about this. They're asking for that 10%. They're like, that 10% belongs to the Lord, which also belongs to this war.
Also belongs to me.
And it belongs to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, some people don't have that 10% now.
Right.
We're creating inflation. We're creating all of these things that are crunching the American person.
Look at that. She's got QVC. You can get the Crystal Cross for a donation of $1,000 or more.
How much you want to bet this?
Pause it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Tim. All right. Go back just a little bit. All right, we got it up there on the screen. I want to show that prayer list. See, this is the catalog. This is what you pay for. You get what you pay for. You get an angel assigned to you. You get to be an enemy to your enemies. That's kind of hood, to be
what
honest.
What is an angel assigned to you?
Yeah, well, she controls them, apparently. Give you the angels are demons in this case. Give you prosperity, take sickness away, give you long life. We're not allowed to make supplement claims like this. I can't tell you the supplement's going to make you live forever. I mean, you give her $1,000. She says you live forever. That's the reward. Cause increase for you. Does that mean I get fatter as well? A special year of blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, it only lasts 1 year, and then you immediately die.
For only a low price of $1,000, you can get a blessing that lasts for an entire year.
That's right. Well, does it start when you're charged? Here's the thing that I want to know. When the blessing runs out after a year, do you immediately die? Like, do you have to?
No. That's not a part of the deal. The deal says you live forever, is what she said. Well, $1,000.
All right, I'm looking at this now. Maybe we can get it up one more time. I'm looking at this bill right now for what you get for $1,000, and this looks great. Right, you want all the things on this list, but maybe you don't have $1,000. She needs to get with the time. We need Klarna to come in, and you need to be able to make payments on your
Klarna for the church.
Yes.
That's a new business idea.
Klarna for the church.
Klarna for the church.
That's the new meme for today. That's the new meme format of me and you doing the thing.
And here's the thing. We're not sitting here mocking the word of God. This is a mock
at the people.
We're defending God, and we're mocking the people who are making these awful situations for the people who don't know what's going on. Look at that cross. How much you want to bet that thing was made in like Shanghai, China?
That came out, Indonesian factory.
Yeah. And she's saying,
Made in Iran.
And they're trying to make it seem like you're getting something like fantastic with this, you know? So I look at these things and I'm like, there are people who actually believe these people.
Right. And well, that's the thing about all of this. We can laugh at it. We can point it out. There are people, and we've all been taken advantage of in various points of our lives. There are people with a lot of mental health problems that feel like they need to give all this money away. And this is one of the predatory groups of people that take money away from people that want to give their money away. And really got to reach out to people. If you're listening to this broadcast right now and you've given donations to a kind of like name it and claim it person, I would just advise you to keep that money for yourself and your family and to just read your Bible, because you don't need these people to do anything for you.
And I can even do it.
God is with you every second of every day of your life until you die and after. You never leave God.
Yeah. Look, we could do a deep dive. And maybe we do this, maybe we don't, right?
Okay.
You can call me out.
Sure.
But we can see where all of these pastors who are flying around in mega yachts.
We got to do it.
And
that's great.
And private jets.
Yeah.
Like there are people who are taking the tithes and offerings and they're just living lavishly on your dollar. So it's just it's the lowest type of criminal.
Really?
In my mind. Because you're taking something so sacred to somebody where they're truly trusting you. because they want to be closer to God. It's something that's dear and near to them, because spirituality is one of those things that's almost a central pillar that gives people some lightness and will to survive.
Sure. Well, here's the thing that's so disgusting. It's not a person like me going, I'm flawed, I'm a sinner, I'm wicked, but I love God and I want you to love God too. She goes, I am the angel general. I command the angels to go to you. I send the power of rain. I send the power of fire. Like literally just like flopping around. That's in my view, spitting in the face of God.
It is.
To do something like that. And we call it out because this isn't just somebody that's floating around randomly that we just point out on social media and say it's funny. She goes to the White House, Tim.
She goes to the White House.
She gets input. We don't get input. She gets input. What do you think of that?
And she's doing it to just glaze Trump. I mean, she knows that that's the president. There's a lot of good picture. Yeah, she
looks like back.
She's getting great input there. You know, she realizes she's like an arm's length, and she sees this as a power play.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So when I'm just saying, like at the end of the day, when we look at all these situations, I just want people to wake up. That's all.
Yeah, wake up. Good morning. Wake up. Welcome to the American Journal. Do not suffer this anymore. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. That's pretty much the point that I wanted to make.
Yeah. Well, that's powerful. We got a lot more coming up. I want to go ahead and read this while we stay on topic. Pete Hegseth's top aide is spreading rumors for one reason. This is from the New York Post. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's top aide, Ricky Buria, told colleagues last year that he and his boss Don disguises and went out drinking together. What, does Pete Hegseth tape on a little fake mustache and go out
the,
there and
the
get
hat
drunk?
And the trench coat.
Wow. Okay. A juicy bit of gossip that's widely believed to be a lie and recklessly planted. Ooh, see, it's not that they go get drunk. It's to catch the leakers. You see, it's just, come on, man. We know what you're about. Pete likes to drink. Mm. It's not illegal. It's not a crime. Go wear a fake mustache. You don't have to lie about it.
He's stressed. You know, he's got to take that edge off. You know, he probably feels a lot of pressure because he knows he's lying
yes.
on a day-to-day basis. That has to hit your conscience at some point. You have to know internally, unless you're like a sociopath where, you know, these are things that you truly believe to your core. But I don't see that. I think a lot of these people are just trapped in a system where they feel like, okay, I just have to be part of it. Otherwise, I have no future.
Well, there's one friend that never leaves you. You want to know what his name is?
What is his name?
Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
Jack Daniels. So he's hanging out with Jack Daniels. He's probably putting on the fake mustache.
Tennessee whiskey.
They're saying, oh, it's to catch the leakers. Oh, it's to catch the leakers. Look, here's the thing. We don't judge here, okay? But you are the Secretary of War, so that means we do judge. Why are you putting on the fake mustache and going out to the bar?
Well, he can't be caught, Rex.
Yeah, it's true.
He can't be caught. He's a man. He's our leader.
It's like a kid playing hide and seek, and it's like hiding behind a tree, and you can see him like, you can't see me. You can't see me. And
I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not here doing
the John Cena. But we're going to be right back. I want to remind you guys, thealexjonesstore.com is the place to go for the phenomenal vitamins, minerals, supplement nutrients, everything you want. Get it right now. Get T3 iodine. Get methylene blue. Get the phenomenal sales promotions we have available for you. Subscribe and save on every single product. Look at it. It's just worth doing. If you're taking the products already, or if you're taking a break from them, why not try them again? Thank you so much. We're going to be right back with more news, current events, and a deep dive in the second hour.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our Methylene Blue, if you love our Bolivine Colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 Iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our Methylene Red, that's proprietary to us, our Ultra Methylene Blue, that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken Methylene Blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Here we got Fishback joining us in the third hour, but you're gonna want to stay here for the whole show, because just in 30 minutes we got the deep dive coming up. What's the deep dive on?
Deep dive today, what are we talking about?
Ukraine.
Yes, we're talking about the Ukraine conflict, because that's the one that doesn't get as much attention anymore because Iran has taken all the headlines.
Right.
But when I look at the Ukraine war, we always talk about current events, but I wanted to understand the context and the history, because this isn't the first time. And sure, I want to understand, why does Russia have so much beef with America and vice versa?
Sure.
and beyond the Cold War? And I'm just going to give context to all of that in the deep dive. And you're going to be shocked at some of the things that you're going to see. And it's going to make perfect sense why 2014 happened and 2022 happened. That's pretty much what the deep dive is.
Well, me and you have actually had a lot of discussions on Ukraine. And I convinced you, I think, in a little respect, to look into it a little bit more and to just make the calculation of like what's going on here with NATO. And that's going to be the real discussion that we're going to have.
Yeah. And let me just highlight.
Yeah, sure.
Before I really dove into it, I kind of had almost like this Cold War mentality where I was like, well, Russia clearly is the enemy.
Right.
You know, like I was propagandized, and this isn't for me to say like, oh, well, Russia doesn't have its own issues. It does. I mean, they're not perfect.
But we look at everything.
But like, I do now see the bigger picture of why they were pushed to do the things that they ended up doing.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's what the deep dive. And we'll do that at the second hour. You guys don't want to miss that.
I want to go ahead and go to this beauty of a clip that we have of Trump talking about, you know, We've heard we were going to get all sorts of economic stimulus. They're rolling out an offer of another $2,000 that we're never going to see again. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
With Kevin Hassett on that, or do you think you can do that unilaterally?
No, I don't think we would have to go the Congress route, but, you know, we'll find out. The reason we're even talking about it is that we have so much money coming in from tariffs that we'll be able to issue at least a $2,000 dividend and also pay down debt for the country. But we'd do a $2,000 dividend to the people of our country. We'd probably set a limit of, you know, income limit where it made sense. But we will be able to make a very substantial dividend to the people of our country. I believe we can do that without Congress.
This is another nothing burger, man.
That's what I was saying.
Are we still serving nothing burgers or are we out?
I was feeling hungry for one this morning. It looks like we just got one in here. Here's the thing. How many times are you going to promise to help the American citizen out? How many times are you going to say you're going to make things more affordable? You're going to make the price of goods go down. The price goes up and then you promise us more imaginary money. We're not going to have you don't have to do this.
Well, I mean, we were promised. Remember that Doge dividend?
Right.
Doge doesn't even exist anymore.
What's that? Never heard of it.
Doge dividend?
No, well, just Doge. I never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, look, they said after all the savings we're going to have for you guys, right, after we get all the corruption and drain the swamp, we're going to give you guys some money.
Right.
And not a single dollar has hit my bank account. Has it hit your bank account?
Absolutely not. But this is another victory. This is another win. I was told by Cat Turd, who I follow and subscribe to all the opinions of, I was told by Cat Turd that we're panickins if we talk about Doge.
Mm. Well, let me jog your memory back to something, okay? Because Biden did the exact same thing. We go back to 2022, 2023. Do you remember right before the midterms? It was 2022. Right before the midterms, they were promising to absolve the student loan debt.
Mm.
That was a nothing burger. I believed, like, I had student loan debt. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get all my debt forgiven. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
And then they burn you so bad. And like people were planning on that. They actually were like not paying their loans back because they thought they were going to get repaid.
Right.
And they end up getting screwed. And so my whole point with that is you're just getting railed on both sides. Just people trying to position themselves to make you feel good before the midterms. This is a midterm play, man. This is interesting.
And I'm sure some economists, or maybe even you, Tim, maybe we can go back and forth and argue on this. I always thought the easiest way to deal with the student loan problem is to just remove the protection the loans have to where you can just charge them on bankruptcy. Because right now you can't discharge a student loan on bankruptcy. Any other kind of debt, you can, but for those, you're locked in forever. Screw those companies.
I have no idea how the university lobbies were able to pull that one off.
It's crazy.
And then you just think about the predatory lending that comes behind that, right? You can't, as a kid at 18, go and take out a loan for $300,000 on a house. But you can do that on an art history degree at Harvard.
Sure.
Make it make sense. So we have all these systems in place in which they give you promises, they say we're going to do this for you, and then we also have on the other side a lot of these programs that are actually just making it worse for the American people. So I'm just trying to understand, when are we going to stop getting these nothing burgers?
Sure, and we think about it, you're an engineer, you made the calculation, Tim, and you're like, I need to go to school, I'm going to have to pay for it, and I might have some debt from it later, but I'm going to be able to pay this off because of my career, it gives me upward mobility, stuff I don't have before not being a professional, now that you're a professional. And you look at the vast majority of people that go to college, that's just not true. You get drunk, get the literature or communications degree or whatever, and then 4 years after the fact, maybe they're in marginally less debt than you, maybe the 10, 20 grand less debt, and they're never going to pay it back.
Never going to pay it back. But that's something you die with.
I was told a lot growing up that you have to go to college for the experiences. It's all about the experiences. I've been to plenty of college parties. The only experience is just people puking on each other and breaking glass bottles.
So let me give you some context here. The experience.
The networking.
Yeah, the networking, those types of things. Freshman year, you have fun. It's a blast. Okay, sure. But you're taking the mindset of like an 18-year-old and not thinking about what he's going to feel like by the time he's 21, 22.
You're gonna feel different. I'm letting you know.
You're gonna feel different after you graduate when life really hits you.
Right.
And so again, this comes down to us having these broken systems in place to where we're not actually teaching people, okay, not all degrees are created equal, Rex.
Right.
You go in. I graduated with a bunch of people outside of my engineering degree. Most of those people, some people are librarians. I'm like, you went to school to become a librarian?
Yeah.
Is that really what you did?
And there are things that if you put the same time into, even if it's a trade or even if it's not that, even if you're just like working at Walmart or whatever, you work at Walmart for 4 years, you do a perfect job, bam, you're middle management. You know, and you're making good money. You're making 60, 70, 80 grand a year, the same as somebody in that librarian position.
Yeah, and they're making, I was about to say, like some people coming out of college are making the same as if you didn't have a degree. But college isn't all bad. It just depends on what degree you go for and where there's a good ROI on that investment. But now the ROI is not balancing out because the debt just keeps going higher and they're building new cool buildings. We've got the new student art center.
Yeah.
And it's like, this building's going to cost us $1 billion and we're going to raise your tuition up another 10% this year.
It really is. We see this pricing out of just the American from American society. We see this around colleges or around education in general, around healthcare, around how we live in general. You see people in Austin will be jogging down the street and they'll be wearing like $5,000 of wearable electronics and have a Rolex on their wrist. And they'll run right by a homeless person that's bleeding out in the street. Now you can look at that as a microcosm and say, well, you know, one person's really down on their luck. One person worked really hard their whole life, has all the technology, whatever. The wealth gap and the wealth disparity in this country just continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And Trump comes out and he says, oh, we're going to give you $2,000. What is $2,000? A rent for a month and a half? And you say, that helps a lot of people. That's true. Yeah. And we want that to happen. And I want the check.
Well, here's the thing. The alternative was, you know, you give people the stimulus paychecks, and then that also made it worse, too. So it's like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But you got to teach a man to fish. Don't give him the fish.
And by giving them the money, you inflate the economy. And it's just there's no free lunch. There, you can't have your cake and eat it, too, is the old saying.
And we're not making as much off of these tariffs as you think. And also, didn't the Supreme Court come out with a case that said you're not allowed to do this anymore?
I don't like it when Tim's racist. I don't like it when Tim's racist like that. Infinite money. It's made 90 trillion.
You have Trump derangement syndrome.
The Dow is 50,000, like you always say.
Yeah.
Let's go to this. Let's go to we want to talk about this hypocrisy, this double standard of the government always having money for war and all these things, but never having money for you. Let's roll the Rubio Trump clip. I believe that's clip number 3.
Imagine an Iran that instead of spending their wealth, billions of dollars supporting terrorists or weapons, had spent that money helping the people of Iran, you'd have a much different country.
We have to take care of one thing, military protection. The United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. It's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things.
He said he wouldn't cut them. He said he wouldn't cut Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, so that speech that I'm seeing there, that was him supporting daycare? Or
no,
or
that's him saying we don't have the money for daycare. We have to fight all these wars. Let's go back and let's play the Trump thing again. Tim, I want you to take this in. I want to get your take.
Let me take this in because I got confused there for a second.
I think you got something to say on this.
That instead of spending their wealth, billions of dollars supporting terrorists or weapons, had spent that money helping the people of Iran, you'd have a much different country.
We have to take care of one thing, military protection. The United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. It's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things.
Your thoughts?
Okay. I didn't catch the military protection thing. Yeah, I mean, just look at the discretionary spending budget.
Right, 49%.
It was 47% is going towards the defense spending. And then you've got like this little like 3% here for like maybe education, another 3% here for like housing and urban development to where you don't have to like – drive over a pothole. We surely do have enough money. This is gaslighting.
Well, he says it's not possible to pay for the daycare. The U.S. couldn't do that. The states have to do that because we're fighting these wars. I mean, it's not possible for us to pay for daycare, but it is possible for us to spend $500 billion in Ukraine and Iran.
Rex, 40 Tomahawk missiles would probably be more than enough to cover the daycare or the cost on a weekly basis for an entire year for a family.
maybe let's take the radars as an example, because with the radars you have $20+ billion of inventory that's been destroyed. If you combine that with the planes and everything else that's been wrecked,
let's read that. Let's read that. So he's saying providing daycare for every child is roughly cost $140 billion annually. Okay, and then the national cost reaching over $3,100 annually. Yeah, so $140 billion.
Well, they could pass 200
every
billion.
Single kid.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can ask. Yeah, you're right. We guys, we need 200 billion right now.
And here's the thing. That's just paying for it all outright. If you subsidize it and make it affordable for people, it's not nearly as much money.
No. But like, even if you were to take the whole thing, the 140 billion, you were to prioritize and just say free child care for everybody.
Sure.
You wouldn't even touch the spending we just asked for.
Can you imagine, Tim, how outrageously popular that would make anybody who implemented that program?
No, but you know what would happen? Some lobby, Lockheed Martin, is like, that's ours.
That's our money.
Yes. How dare you try to help out that single mom of four who needs to still go to work and find somebody to watch her kid?
That's right.
My Tomahawks need some commission.
We got to refill the missile order. We got to get that done. That takes priority. This is everything we're talking about and more. I want to go to the Theo Von Joe Rogan clip, because Theo Von is voicing everything you're voicing, everything I'm voicing, just the pain of the Americans having to deal with this. And Rogan's just like, just come hang out with me and my billionaire friends. So we'll just go ahead and watch that clip now.
It's all just a cat and mouse game. People are like, we'll elect the Democrats next time. It's like, but it's all the same shit. It's like everybody is scared out of their wits right now. It's like our religious leaders are afraid to speak out. And it's like it's a time where it's like Satan is amongst us and our religious leaders are fucking talking about bullshit at the poll. It's just like, what is going? I don't know, man.
We got to get you off those antidepressant samples.
You think I am?
Come hang out with us. Just chill
out. I'm here.
So, sorry for all the swearing. I apologize to the crew. Bye-bye radio license. But here, it's Good Friday as well. So, Theo Von voices his concerns. Rogan's like, you should come hang out with us. Rogan, you're worth a billion.
Well, I mean, like, I think Rogan understands in the back of his mind. He's like, I don't think he knows what to do. He's like, you might as well just come hang out with us because we don't really have a solution. Now, I look at that and, you know, Theo Von is a comedian, but like for him to get serious about this says a lot about the state of where we're at in the country.
Sure, absolutely. You know? Well, I mean, he's just voicing the everyman perspective. That's what being a man of the people is all about. And I think the reason why Rogan is so popular and all those people that came up really in that 2000s, 2010s era of like original podcasting is because it felt like you were talking to somebody real, someone that was connected to society, someone that was going through the same things as you, fans of the same sports and stuff as you, just kind of like a common man's perspective. But now we get into it, and it just seems like those people are completely divorced. And you got Theo Von, who's really that old guy, that old spirit of podcasting, who's talking about the will of the people. And, let's just talk about sports, man. Isn't that crazy that wildlife video? No. And this is why I got so mad yesterday. Like, if you're going to talk about serious topics, then let's be real about the stuff going on in the world.
Well, also the thing that I was making, and we're referring to kind of this debate that we had with somebody on our show last night, big person. And the point that I was making and Rex was making was he was making a lot of jokes about what was happening in society. And I said this, if you have such a big platform, and I'm not sitting here trying to tone police you, but if you have the ability to push the right narrative and that you can actually influence people in the right decision, why not take that conscious effort?
I think the thing for me is that you say it's a joke. I engage in dark humor. I don't want to joke police or anything, but nobody's laughing. No, no, the people that are dead aren't laughing. Like when you say you want to destroy a country and you don't say that's a joke and you're going to make that position, you're going to make that claim, people around the world are crying right now. And this is a very serious time to be alive. It's a very serious time to push the country forward. We also heard that when you get older, you'll understand the presidents are just all bad. No, absolutely not.
But
30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds just say this stuff all day. Like we're demanding a higher standard.
But they call you know how outrageous this is. They call you deranged sometimes and they're like, "Rex, how can you
you're
be
getting
anti?"
Angry.
They're like, "How could you be anti-war?" And it's like, "Come on. How could he not? I mean, we've seen this play out for decades now to where we're in the same merry-go-round and we just want to get off the ride.
We do.
Let me off the ride. I've been on this for ever since I was born. I'm 27 years old. The United States has been in some new conflict.
Sure.
We haven't gotten off this hamster wheel since I've been alive. And I'm sure a lot of you guys at home, people who are even twice my age have also been on this merry-go-round for 50 plus years.
Well, and that's the thing. When does this stop? When does it stop? It stops when we get off that hamster wheel that Tim is talking about. And that's a very simple calculation. It takes three moves. You stop moving. You look down at your feet. You take one step off. Then you take the other step off. Then you're off the hamster wheel. All we're asking the government to do, we're not even asking them to build a moon base or do anything crazy. All we want them to do is stop funding death.
But the thing is I'm feeling like America's just afraid to let go of the wheel. Because they think China and Russia are gonna step in.
They think they're gonna treat us like we've treated them.
That's the secret sauce there.
Sure.
Because we know we've treated people badly, and if we allow China to get any edge over us, they could give us the same treatment.
And that's very profound because that's what America has done. America's violated the golden rule. And this is why we're in the quagmires and problems that we're in today is because we haven't treated other nations how we want to be treated.
Well, and I'll add this, right? A lot of these conflicts are actually conflicts between all the people in positions of power. They all have beef with each other. The people, the average person does not have beef.
Collateral damage.
So the only solution I see here is all the people who have been involved in these conflicts, and I'm talking about China, Russia, the Middle East. Like those people need to be switched out with new fresh meat that actually, is just an average person that understands. And I'm saying also being qualified. I'm not sitting to take somebody random and just put them in that position.
Sure.
But again, it's just we need a refresh of the mind to where we have a clean slate. Everybody can be like, all right, guys, we know we've all screwed each other over here. I think it's time to stop this and let's cooperate here. America, we come into the table, we're like, hey, we'll stop bombing you, we'll stop threatening you, destabilizing your country, just promise not to retaliate. And that promise that they're afraid of the other country not giving back, I think that's why we're continuing to go in the circle.
Sure, and it's the harder you try, it's like a Chinese finger trap, the harder you pull, the harder it is to get out. The real secret to get out of the Chinese finger trap is to relax and actually push it in more, and then it releases on itself.
But the solution isn't what Biden did, right, where Biden had no backbone and he was just taking it, right? That's not the solution either, because when Biden came in and they had no real plan and they thought they were doing something with the whole Ukraine, and then
Operation My Butt's Been Wiped by Joe Biden. Yes, exactly.
It didn't work out, because there also has to be a level of respect there too.
Sure.
People, in order to listen to you, do need to respect you, but you don't have to get that respect through pure force alone.
And we're given these extremes. We're given Biden, and then we're given Trump. And Biden does one war, Trump does another war. We're asking for in the middle. We're asking for Goldilocks. We don't want the porridge that's too cold or too hot. We're asking for the thing that's just right. And I feel like we all know what that is, because he ran on it, and that's what we voted for, man. Yeah. You know, and that's what's so heartbreaking.
It is. It is heartbreaking. We got anything else here? Because
If you want to go ahead and throw up that Chinese nuclear weapon article, so that ties into what we're talking about.
It does tie into what we're talking about. And you just see, again, these situations are playing out now, and it's just we're turning up the oven. And so now we're seeing China is expanding their nuclear arsenal. Rex, I think we're in another Cold War here.
We were in a Cold War for a long time, and it's getting hotter as things progress. I mean, the number one thing that America's done geopolitically that's been damaging just for the state of the world and the survival of the world, really, is the removal of the New START Treaty. The Russians desperately tried to get us to agree to a year-long extension to it. We said no. Now there is no limit on our nuclear weapons program, and that's going to be the same for the other countries as well. That's called proliferation. It's evil. Nuclear weapons are real and they are evil. We need to get rid of them. Arms control.
Yes. Let's go ahead and read this article. I'll give it to you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Satellite images reveal major expansion of Chinese nuclear facilities in Sichuan. China has been secretly expanding its nuclear weapons infrastructure in Sichuan province in recent years, according to a CNN investigation. Based on satellite imagery and government documents, as global arms control agreements weaken, and that means the U.S. leaving them, and geopolitical tensions rise, the development center around sites in and around Zetong County, which satellite images show extensive construction, including the demolition of villages, that's big construction, and the building of new facilities linked to nuclear weapons production. In one case, residents in Sichuan were evicted from their homes in 2022, with authorities citing it as a state secret. So now it's just out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. More than 3 years later, satellite imagery shows the village flattened and replaced with structures supporting nuclear-related activities. One of the most significant additions is a dome-shaped structure that's around 36,000 square feet. The reinforced facility is surrounded by concrete and steel, equipped with radiation monitors, blast doors, and ventilation systems designed to contain radioactive materials such as uranium and plutonium.
Okay. So I've just, again, because we're the new guys on the block, we haven't lived through the Cold War era.
Sure.
I just don't see the point of what, I mean, nuclear weapons are a deterrent. But how many do you need in order to actually deter someone from actually attacking you?
Sure.
You know, the 1,000+. I mean, how many nukes does it take, guys? Can you look this up? How many nukes would it take to actually eradicate the entire
life
Earth?
On Earth? Yeah.
I'm just very curious. I know we're coming up on a break here, but it's just I can't see it. Like, you wouldn't even be able to launch 1,000.
Well, a weapons increase is the next best thing, because they say in the case of MAD doctrine, mutually assured destruction doctrine, if we're not going to have non-proliferation, if we're not going to have no nuclear weapons, we got to have more of them than you, because we got to win the nuclear exchange. And you see that sickness of the mind. And if you've been propagandized, you're like, we can win this. No, we can't.
Okay, so it would take as few as 100 nuclear weapons, less than 1% of global arsenal.
Could trigger a nuclear autumn winter, causing massive worldwide famine.
Okay, so 100 nukes, I'm pretty sure China already has that as is. We've got like 2,000 to 3,000. Russia's got like 2,000 to 3,000, 4,000.
Russia's got a little more. China's got a little over 1,000 as well.
Right, so again, I don't understand why we're building these wrecks.
I want to be sitting here. I want to talk about a second golden age. I want to talk about amazing things Trump is doing. I want to talk about victories and successes for MAGA, but we live in reality. And the reality we're talking about now is nuclear weapons. So if you're like us and you voted for Trump and you were looking for good things, we got to talk about the bad now. We got to keep it real, because we got to demand better in future administrations, don't we, Tim?
Yes, we do. And we're coming up on the deep dive here in the second hour. You guys aren't going to go anywhere. We're going to be talking about Ukraine, Russia, everything that is about that conflict.
And we love
it. You need to know there. We will be back after the break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife. It's badass. America First t-shirt, MKUltra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish Sea Moss capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you guys, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand. But we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.